Playhouse 194 833 Sizzler in a couple of minutes. Check in with Ashley over at Cellar 624 here shortly as well. But do you have something like this? A third of people, study finds, in a relationship admit they have at least one, if even a minor, secret they keep from their partner. So there's some sort of like little secret that their spouse will never, ever know, or long-term partner will never know this thing. Do you have something like that? I can certainly change your voice if you want us to, and you don't want your partner to be listening and know. Do you feel like you have something like that? Now, I want to ask you to out it, because if you kept it a secret, there's probably a reason, and it's really hard to change your two's voices and keep you anonymous. Mm-hmm. But like, just kind of like a nod, yes or no. Do you feel like there actually is something that your significant other doesn't know?
Mine's not bad. I could share mine.
Yeah, go.
Go to sleep, Stephen.
Yeah.
He's sleeping, let's be real.
Yeah.
And I think he might know I do it, but it's like we don't talk about it.
Mm.
Both of your eyes. I order so much food here at work in the morning.
Sure.
Like how much I get DoorDash breakfast and everything.
It's more disturbing to me that they put it wrong places with as much food as you order.
That's what I should be like a frequent flyer.
Exactly.
They should know exactly where this is going.
Exactly.
But I do have so many issues with it. However, so I won't say, hey, this morning I got this. Or we don't talk about when I get my food because I think he would feel a little sad. A little like the fear of missing out.
Mm. Like he'd be offended he didn't also get to have a McDonald's breakfast sandwich or whatever the case might be. Or
and the other day I was telling him about it and I shouldn't have. And that's when I knew I just always got to keep it to myself. I was talking about it and how they messed up my order. And I said, and then I was just going to get it and I was going to get donuts. And or maybe that's when I was doing it, when I was picking up donuts and I was going to drop off breakfast for him, but they had messed up my order. And he said, so what'd you end up getting? And I told him and he said, well, what was your original order? And I explained my original order and he said, so there was nothing in there for me? And I said, yeah, while I was working, what was I going to do?
Yeah, go home with a cold breakfast sandwich?
Yeah, so that's why I said, I feel like I can't bring it up to him. Because I don't want him to get jealous.
It's not. That's subtle secret.
Yeah. I can see why he's a little offended, but he literally isn't here at 6 in the morning, the 3 out of 5 business days a week that you do this.
True. Yeah. It is probably about 3 out of 5.
I like breakfast, okay? Breakfast sandwiches.
Hey, when do the McMuffins get here?
Honestly, now that we're talking about it, I'm thinking about after this going to get some.
I love whenever you do order breakfast, you ask us if we want anything.
And you
anything.
Never want anything. No. Just say yes.
Do you always feel ask. Like there's any secrets that you gotta?
I think it's, again, an unspoken one. One that came to mind right away is, and maybe this is more something you do when you have kids, but you dramatically make tasks longer that don't need to be. Like, example, like Katie's like, hey, can I go shower? That's an hour I'm going to be a solar. Like, you don't take a shower for an hour, but she's going to milk it for every minute.
You need
minute.
Me time.
Yeah. I go out and I'm like, oh, I got to do an oil change or something, but I'll milk that I'll be out in the shop for like an hour. Like, oh, this is so hard. But you just put the pan under the thing and you just let the oil drain. You
you're
know,
just, kinda
just
hanging
standing
out
there like, oh, I don't want to be inside with my kids right now. So I think we do these things. And we all know that we're stretching the time longer than it needs to be. And then you just don't say anything. You know.
Most people are probably an offender of that. I'm impressed you guys are able to even have secrets. I don't think I could have a secret if I wanted to.
Not a good liar?
I guess not. Yeah, I think I'd get sniffed out. I have some sort of delicious breakfast sandwich. I'd get home. The kids be like, McDonald's?
They just feel it in the air?
Yeah, between them. And I live with 3 private eyes, man. I wouldn't get away nothing.
Yeah.
I think that's really the only thing. But it's like, we don't bring it up. He won't ask, hey, have you... I guess sometimes I think he's trying to find out. He'll be like, I haven't had anything to eat today. I'm like... Oh, well, I'm hungry, too. I just got done at work. It's how I frame what I say.
Okay.
Well, sausage, egg, and biscuit, if you're currently typing that sounds delicious. Yep.
That's what he likes, bacon, egg, and biscuit.
Do you do the same one every time? Do you switch it up, or are you like a loyal customer?
I do the same thing, loyal customer. Sausage burrito, sausage McMuffin.
This is truly not sponsored by McDonald's. It would be hard to know. Yeah. Do you have some sort of secret you're keeping from your spouse at all? Hi.
I've had my share of exes, and I'm like from back in the day too, where I like took actual photos of things, or at least like I had like a digital camera and would actually like print out photos, you know?
Sure.
And I got boxes of memories, and they include pictures of my ex, you know, my exes. And, yeah, I just said, like, oh, don't worry about that stuff, hon. Like, it's just stuff in the garage. And, like, don't worry about it. I'll just have it on the shelves. But, yeah, it's there's pictures there. Some pictures probably she shouldn't see.
Yeah. You might want to get rid of some of that stuff, if I'm being honest with you.
Remove the product.
You got something like that?
I have the juiciest secret you can imagine. My husband thinks that I am 10 years younger than I really am. And you're going to think, oh, my God, come on, you lied about your age. But I got married late in life, and I had a facelift. So he not only thinks it, but I look it. But I'm not bragging. I'm just saying. So he doesn't know. He doesn't know, and he'll never know.
So unless he's, like, in a situation where he's putting a gravestone together for you, like, he will never know your actual birth date.
You got it. And you look as good as you feel, then go for it.
I mean, good luck with that, I guess.
Yeah, there's no way. Like, I guess it's the old take it to your grave.
There's a way it's going to get out.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, though, if, like, you know, you've been with somebody for years and years, you're like, oh, man, I can't believe it's your 40th. It's actually my 50th. Like, can you imagine? Just, like,
no.
That would be world-changing.
No.
World-changing.
I think it would be. It doesn't care. Obviously, you're married. That's the thing. Like, it'd be even crazy if you got through, like, a boyfriend for a year without him finding out your real age.
You gotta stick with it now, I think.
You're married, yeah. Don't you fill that out in, like, the documents? Don't you gotta put your date of birth?
Probably. Maybe you just real bad at math.
Probably. You probably wouldn't look at it, though.
No, you
think about it. You've
especially
been together.
Him.
Yeah, you think you're getting married. Like, I've looked at Steven's ID. I know the year he was born. He's younger than me, but it's not like he's yelling. Like, I'm not going to look at his.
I can't even tell you what a marriage certificate looks like, I guess, so I don't remember now that I think about it.
I mean, you probably filled something out.
I did, yeah. And then I've had to sign some before when you're, like, the best man. You got to go sign as, like, a witness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what
so
those look like.
Multiple.
I just sign things. Could be, slide me anything at a wedding, and I'll just sign it.
You just kind of sign everything all
yeah,
blindly?
Yeah, I guess.
Some documents I'm going to give you here a little bit later. You got one of these, like, secrets, a little minor thing even, that you're keeping from your spouse. 237, it's text 35270. Maroon 5 Memories, why not E4, Playhouse?
Here's to the ones that we got.
Playhouse, why not E4? Apparently a third of people in relationships do have at least even a minor secret they're keeping from their partner. Curious if you're willing to admit what that is, and Text Club did like this, I think, because there's some anonymousness that comes with that.
Yeah, someone said, I'll never tell him how much better I sleep when he's not in the bed with me. Someone else said, I never change the batteries in my Sonicare toothbrush. I just switch my toothbrush out with his and pretend his is the one that died. And someone else said, she broke her brand new laptop display and told me to get it repaired if it cost under $100. Because we were in the process of moving and therefore didn't have that much money at the moment, but I knew it was definitely going to cost more. And she was so sad and disappointed in herself that it broke just 2 months after buying it. And I wanted to do something about it. And I knew she wouldn't let me pay for it. So I got it repaired. It was $200, but I told her the bill was only $80. Normally, I'd never lie to her, but she was so happy. So it made me happy and I didn't feel bad lying about it.
It's a white lie, kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Made her feel better. You got a secret from the spouse.
Okay, so I know this sounds crazy, but I'm hiding a tattoo from my spouse. He has not seen it yet.
Okay, is this like a super recent tattoo?
No, I've had it for a little bit. I'm just really good at hiding it, the makeup thing. And, you know, I don't know. He just doesn't expect my body like that, and it's there. And the worst part is it's kind of like a kind of tribute to my ex-boyfriend.
Well, that's probably a good one to hide then.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to get more than an oh boy if he ever discovers it.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem, yeah.
How has he not?
Yeah.
Well, these times, there's just going to be this smear and be like, what is this?
Unless you had like a bunch of tattoos, like a lot of tattoos that he looked at before that tattoo. Maybe that's the play. You just got to get a lot more tattoos so he doesn't look at that one.
So you have like a whole bunch of tattoos and then there's this real tiny little, it says like your ex-boyfriend's name just like underneath a Smurf butt.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, because that's what the tattoo I'd want is a Smurf.
That reminds you of your ex?
No, I just really like Smurfs.
Oh, la, la, la.
No, nothing?
I've never watched it.
That's pretty good. It's good. The movies are pretty good, too, actually.
They're blue, right?
They are blue.
Yeah. Yeah, Smurfs, they are blue. That's true.
You need winter to end. You've been watching way too much shows in your house, man.
Yep. Hiding from spouse?
Okay, don't tell anybody. I just bought the most beautiful purse, but it cost way too much. I had a bad day, and I just bought it on a whim, and I'm hiding it in my car.
So you seriously have a brand new purse you're just going to keep hiding in your car?
I'm dead serious. I keep it in the trunk of my car so he doesn't see it. And then now it's getting crazy because I have to find a way to sneak it into the house and pretend it's been there the whole time.
So you don't plan on ever fessing up to this bag?
No. I think I'm going to put it inside of a bigger bag. I have like a gym bag that I keep back there too. But it's beautiful and it made me happy. I don't buy myself much.
Bag in a bag. It's the inception of bags.
I think you could get away with it, though. You just start using it, and when he notices it, you say, this old thing, I've had this forever.
I would have no idea what a purse costs as a guy. No idea. It could look like whatever, and I just know what it looks like, and I'm like, oh, that looks neat. I would
also
have no idea.
I probably wouldn't recognize if it was new.
Yeah.
Like, there's enough shoes and clothes and purses just kind of floating around, like, it could have been there for 10 years. It could have just walked in the door. I don't know.
It's cycled back, for all I know. It's an old one that you brought back.
That's why you just have to say, this old thing, I've had it forever. That's what it was. Some of my clothes, I'll buy stuff. And I'll be like, Steven will say, is that a new sweater? Sometimes it might be. Sometimes it's not.
You bought this for me. How do you not remember?
Yeah.
I've had this for years. What?
The Morning Playhouse.